Yeah, baby. Delicious audio.
Peyton Manning, right after the game. People are saying this is a shameless plug. I'm not sure if it is, or he just literally wanted to go drink a ton of Budweiser with no financial payout
it
here.
Could be that, because he mentioned beer a couple times in the post.
Well, it's very special. This game was much like this season has been. It really tested our toughness, our resilience, our unselfishness, and so it's only fitting it kind of turned out that way. And great bunch of teammates, great bunch of guys I got to play with, and I just feel very, very grateful. Obviously, it's very special to cap it off with a Super Bowl championship. You know, I'll take some time to reflect. I got a couple of priorities first. I want to go kiss my wife and my kids. I want to go, you know, hug my family. I'm going to drink a lot of Budweiser tonight, Tracy. I promise you that. And so I'm going to take care of those things first. Definitely going to say a little prayer and thank the man upstairs for this great opportunity. And I'm just very grateful.
It sounded pretty off the cuff to me.
I don't think it was.
But Peyton Manning is a very polished pitchman.
Yes, this is true.
So I don't know. I'm still watching the Vine about him kissing Papa John. I wonder if he was paid for that, too. He's like, all right, Peyton, look, I'm going to throw in another mill on top of this massive advertising budget that we give you for doing our commercials.
Uh-huh.
Just let's do that little French kiss.
Put the pay in Peyton.
And you know, it has to be before your wife. You're kissing me first.
Right. Because they do have guys. They do have people that work for people. Like the Disneyland. I'm positive at some point, Peyton Manning said, like somebody came up to him and went, hey, remember to say you're going to Disney World or Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Remember to say that. And then, of course, you know, we give you $500,000 or whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So it's quite possible that Budweiser had some guy who was like, oh, yeah, hey, remember to mention Budweiser in your postgame.
Just
mention it. Yeah, just say it. But Peyton also looks like the kind of guy to drink that might be his beer of choice.
Right. Yeah, I would not be shocked if that's what he was going to do. At the same time, I would not be shocked if it were a plug.
Yeah, does Peyton, like, after he goes home, like, he stops humming that stupid Geico or State Farm theme song? The State Farm thing.
He eats his Papa John's.
Right, and he changes into a three-piece suit, sits down in a Masterpiece Theater chair, and drinks a very dry Riesling. I don't think he's that guy, so he very well could have had a Budweiser or not.
Yeah.
That wasn't an ad.
Sure.
Cam Newton, not pleased after the game, sulking through the press conference before he kind of just like abruptly walked off. Where is that audio here? Sorry, guys.
No, it's okay.
Poor Cam.
I want to talk about this Cam, too.
I loved the move he did. Someone tweeted it out saying it was a Matrix move where he, like, you know, he avoided the tackle. I think it was even for a first down. He ran the ball and then kind of slid down onto the ground. Doing the Matrix style.
I got it here. No reason to fill any more time. Thank you. Sorry. Appreciate it. Hold on.
Just helping you with the
We'll be
caps.
Back.
That's Ron said Denver 2 years ago had a tough time. They bounced back. Did you take that to heart when he told you after the game?
No.
Can you put a finger on why Carolina did not play the way it normally plays?
Got outplayed.
Is there a reason why?
Got outplayed, bro.
Is there anything Denver did defensively that, I mean, I know you'd seen them, studied them, was it pretty much what you had seen on film? Was there anything different you think they put in for this game?
Nothing different.
Very Bill Belichick in his short answers.
What a douche.
Well...
No, when he wins, he's the first to flaunt it when he gets a touchdown, but he's the biggest sore loser. I'm sorry, that is douchebag.
She has a little bit of a point.
They just played better than us. I don't know what you want me to say.
But here's how we lost the game, okay?
Dude.
We were unable to score more points than they did.
Yeah.
I don't know how. Do you guys not know the rules of football? It's obvious why we lost.
If he was always dry like this, it would be hilarious, but right. He's not.
They made more plays than us.
As far as the play count went, they made more better plays than us. We made less and worse plays than them. That's why we lost the game.
Does he have to explain how the game works?
Somebody get a rule book for this guy.
What it come down to. I mean, we had our opportunities. It wasn't nothing special that they did. We dropped balls. We turned the ball over.
Look, I was able to get the ball snapped with me. It's just when I got the ball, I didn't do the things I should have done with the ball.
Right.
Talk to the ball. Don't talk to me. He'll give you a breakdown on how this game went. Did you guys watch?
Gave up sacks. Threw errant passes. That's it. They scored more points than me.
Can you put into words the disappointment you feel right now?
We lost.
It was really sad to laugh at his disappointment.
Because he's just being such a sore loser about it. If he could just, you know, be a little bit more graceful about it, people would be like, you know what? We love you still, Cam, and your years are coming, you know?
Well, at that point, you talk about Denver's pass rush and the way they flew off, you know, the ends, and Von Miller, like, keeping lane integrity and blah, 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 but he's disappointed. I can't blame him, but no, it's not very professional.